我们每一个月有两个主日会跟青年人、年轻说英语的年轻弟兄姐妹一起聚会。
For two Sundays each month, we get to meet with English-speaking brothers and sisters.
啊，我们觉得这是给我们一个很好的机会，一个家聚在一起来敬拜神。
This is such a good chance that we get to worship God together as a family.
那但是呢，也使我们这样子的信息也比较具有挑战性。
Also, it makes the speaking and the messages more challenging.
我们需要涵盖我们不同的需要。
Because we need to cover all different needs.
所以我很久没有讲这个需要有翻译的信息。
So I haven't spoken for a long time with an interpreter next to me.
所以希望你们为我祷告，为我跟Christine 祷告。
So please pray for me for the speaker and the translator.
我要谢谢弟兄姐妹上个礼拜为余弟兄的带祷。
First of all, I'd like to thank you all for praying for Brother Yu last week.
你看他今天早上上来的时候跟上礼拜是判若两人。
See that today he walked so differently from last week.
他的医生呢跟他说他这个起码要三个礼拜才会好。
Because the doctor told him at least it took about 3 weeks to recover.
然后上个礼拜主日完了以后呢，我们一位年长的90岁的姐妹带着另外一个80岁的姐妹到他的面前来。
Last week after the message, an elderly sister who's 90 years old with another sister who's 80 years old, they came to.
两位老师母对他说：“我看你这个三个月好不了。”
Both of them told Brother Yu, I don't think you will recover in 3 months."
这是神的恩典哈，也这些是弟兄姐妹的祷告。
It is because of God's grace and your prayers.
让他好的超过我们的预期。
So he recovers much faster than we expected.
然后他这几天呢，因为 Kimura disease， 医生叫他吃一个很强的药，所以今天我跟他交换了在这边跟大家有一点分享。
Lately he is taking a very strong medicine for his Kimura disease. That's why I get to speak today.
我想弟兄姐妹在我们教会待了一段时间以后。
For brothers and sisters who've been with our church for a while,
你们应该都有一个体认
probably all have this understanding,
就是我们非常重视神的话
that we really care about God's word.
但是我想这个还不够
but this is not enough.
那因为我们更注重行神的话
but what we care even more is to do God's will.
因为道成肉身是我们教会的使命
because the word become flesh is our church's commission.
那其实呢，我们能够把渴慕哈，我们对神话的渴慕和认识能行出来，是一件很快乐的事情。
Actually, it's a joyful thing to practice, and then to put into action our hunger for God.
我想你们一定都同意，一个基督徒如果长久不能把我们所相信的能够活出来，这是让我们非常沮丧，甚至很痛苦的事。
I'm sure all of us can experience that. It is very frustrating and painful if we cannot.Practice what we believe,
而且我们的里面也没有办
法。And then we cannot be satisfied with.
大家有没有这种体会
？Do you feel that way?
有哈，
有。
也不然我们下面就没有办法沟通了。你要有，我们要有同样的这个体会。如果你觉得说我只要听听就好，仅止于此，我就很满足的话，那我们今天讲的这个道理，就觉得跟你没有什么关系。
But if you're only satisfied with hearing God's words, then the following message will have nothing to do with you.
两个礼拜前，我参加我们中间这个黄能纯弟兄、黄能纯医生哈他的一个讲座。
2 weeks ago, I went to a forum, led by Dr. Huang.
基督徒生活论坛的讲座。
As a Christian Life Forum.
他在那个讲座里面呢，他讲到说我们这个身心灵的价值观。
And then there he talks about the values of our spirit. So,
那问我们一个问题，到底价值观跟我们的行为之间有没有什么生理的基础？
So he asked a question: Is there any physical basis, any physical correlation between our value system and our physical body?
非常好的 neurologist.
We all know that he's a very good neurologist.
神经科的医生哈。所以呢，他就讲到，他说我们的行为哈，跟我们大脑的状态 state of our mind 是非常非常有关系的。
He says there's a close relationship between our action and our state of mind.
那我们大脑里面有一个非常奇妙的一个 pathway， 就是有一个 一个反馈，就是奖赏我们的一条通道。
And there's a pathway.
Rewarding pathway.
There's a pathway in our brain called rewarding pathway that will reward our actions.
它这个 rewarding pathway 呢，它会奖赏你，如果你能够把你的价值观化成行动行出的话。
That rewarding pathway will give you a sense of rewarding, will reward you if you put into practice what you value.
的快乐非常的满足。
So you will feel joyful and fulfilled.
然后我希望说我们所有信主的人，我们的基督徒都能够借着神在我们森林里面的创造，能够尝到这样子的快乐跟满足。
I hope that all of us Christians will experience such a joy.
而不是苦苦的在这里做基督徒。
And then that we do not be a painful or much.
所以我们一起来讲好吧，行神的道很快乐。
So let's say it. It is happy to practice God's words.
快不快乐？
真的有很
好。那Chris 就有一个姐妹，就是我旁边这个姐妹，她送给我一个 email.
A sister sent us. I sent Sister Nancy an email.
她引用了希伯来书第四章第二节。
And then, in the email, it quotes Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2.
在圣经中，这个希伯来书第二节，他说，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
The verse says, for indeed, the words which they heard did not profit them, for because the words were not mixed with faith.
所以，如果我们光听道没有用的，如果没有跟信心来调和的话。
So if we just hear God's words and we do not mix them with faith, and then those words will not.
那什么叫做信心呢
？So what is faith?
那这个 email 里面还给我们一个方程式，我们大家一起来看，好不好
？In this email, it gives us an equation.
那我想年轻人都很喜欢这个方程式。
I'm sure young people like to see equations.
Formula projection.
Formula.
Formula. 知识加上行动等于信心。
This knowledge plus faith, action equals faith.
这个叫做信心。
But that is faith.
如果你只有知识，它不等于信。
If you only have knowledge, that is not faith.
加上了行动，加上了 action 以后，它就等于信心。
But knowledge plus faith plus action equals faith.
大家里面觉得同不同意
？Do you agree?
不同意啊？同不同意？年轻人同不同意？看不看得懂 ？Knowledge plus action equal to faith， 看得懂哈？所以如果我们只有知识，我们不能够说我们是有信心的人。
If we only have knowledge, we cannot claim that we have faith.
这个今年我们的主题是什么
？This year's theme is
跟随耶稣的脚中心。
Jesus in his
到现在已经两个月了。
So now we have it's been 2 months.
耶稣。
Every day we read about Jesus.
每个主日我们听耶稣。
Every Sunday we hear about Jesus.
每个礼拜五我们讨论耶稣。
Every Friday night we discuss about Jesus.
我们再继续下去十个月，你说我们是不是耶稣专家
？If we continue for 10 more months, don't you think we all become experts in Jesus?
是不是？你们有没有觉得这两个月你们已经认识耶稣很多了？
对
耶稣的知识已经懂很多了。
We have increased so much knowledge about Jesus in these 2 months.
这些也让我们很快乐。
Yes, these will bring a lot of joy.
但是我们不能停在这里。
But we cannot stop here.
知识再多没有行动，对我们都没有用处。
No matter how much knowledge you have, without action, it is not profitable.
所以我们不要忘记我们今年主题的最后一个字是什么。
So don't forget what's the theme of this year.
太小声了，不行。我们最后一个字是什么
？It's to follow.
这是我们今年的主题。
That's our theme.
上个礼拜五两个礼拜五的时候呢，我带。之前我在一个小组里面带小组查经，我们正好读到马太福音第五章。
About 2 weeks ago, I was leading a Bible study at a small group.
我第一个问题问的小组的人，我就说，主耶稣这个登山宝训，他讲的对象是谁
？So the first question I asked is, who are the audience for Jesus' Sermon on the Mount?
你们说呢
？Who are the audience?
是谁？门徒对不对
？Disciples，
呀、yeah. ，那我就问说，那我们是不是门徒
？Then second question, are we all disciples？
大家都不敢讲
，And no one dared to say。
然后我们有一个姐妹很开，她说我想只有你跟余丽兄是耶稣的门徒。
A very lovable sister says, I think only brother you and you are the disciples of Jesus.
她说我们不敢，我们 不配哈，不敢是说自己是主耶稣的门徒。
And we dare not to claim that we are disciples of Jesus.
那我说，那我们今天读经干嘛呢？我说，那我跟余弟兄就在家里读就好了，对不对？因为主耶稣是对门徒说的嘛，对不对？登山宝训是对门徒讲，那我们为什么要查这段圣经呢？
Then I asked them, then why do we study the Bible? Then only brother you and I can study at home.
所以呢，我们就经过交通，经过解释，然后大家慎重的思以后，就我们十几个人全部都说我们是主耶稣的门徒。
After much fellowship and explanation and discussion, finally, all of us agree that we are all disciples of Jesus.
门徒有三个很主要的意义。
The three meanings for being a disciple.
从他这个字的意思。
From this word, disciple.
第一个，他是跟随者。
First of all, it's a follower.
第二个，他说他是主，这个意思呢，是主耶稣的学生，是来跟他学习的。
And then secondly, they are students of Jesus.
第三个，他们是愿意受约束，愿意被教训啊，被管束的一群人。
And thirdly, they are willing to be taught and to be disciplined.
啊，我希望我们今天坐在这里的人呢，我们都承认我们是主耶稣门徒。
And I hope all of us here will acknowledge that we're all disciples of Jesus.
这样子，我们才能跟随他的脚踪行。
Then we can follow his steps.
有开场白，有没有把大家的接下来我们听到的这个兴趣有没有挑动一点
？I hope my opening will raise up
是不是门徒？是不是门徒
？We all disciples。
如果不是门徒，我们就没办法跟他了。
If we are not disciples, we cannot follow him。
所以，我们今天这一群人，哈，我们今天在这里，大家三百个人，我们都是主耶稣的，我们一起来学习，来跟随耶稣的脚步。
So today, all of us here are disciples of Jesus Christ, and we are learning from him together。
我们一起来读约翰福音第十八章二十八节。到十九章十六节，我们请教员，好吧，我们教员上来给我们读。
Let's read this scripture, John chapter 18 verse 28 through John chapter 19 verse 16.
然后很认真的听啊，听完我要问问题啊。
Please listen carefully, then I'm gonna question you.
十八章二十八节到十九节，十九章十六节。
众人将耶稣从该法亚那里往衙门内解去，那时天还早，他们自己却不进衙门，恐怕染了污秽，不能吃逾越节的宴席。比拉多就出来到他们那里说：“你们告这人是为什么事呢？”他们回答说：“这人若不是作恶的，我们就不把他交给你。”比拉多说：“你们自己带他去，按着你们的律法审问他吧。”犹太人说：“我们没有杀人的权柄。”这要应验耶稣所说的自己将要怎样死的话了。比拉多又进了衙门，叫耶稣来对他说：“你是犹太人的王吗？”耶稣回答说：“这话是你自己说的，还是别人论我对你说的呢？”比拉多说：“我岂是犹太人呢？你本国的人和祭司长把你交给我，你做了什么事呢？”耶稣回答说：“我的国不属这世界，我的国若属这世界，我的臣仆必要征战，使我不至于被交给犹太人，只是我的国不属这世界。”比拉多就对他说：“这样，你是王吗？”耶稣回答说：“你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特为给真理做见证。凡属真理的人就听我的话。”比拉多说：“真理是什么呢？”说了这话，又出来到犹太人那里，对他们说：“我查不出他有什么罪来，但你们有个规矩。”在逾越节要我给你们释放一个人，你们要我给你们释放犹太人的王吗？他们又喊着说：“不要这人，要巴拉巴，这巴拉巴是个强盗。”当下比拉多将耶稣鞭打了， 兵丁用荆棘编作冠冕戴在他头上，给他穿上紫袍，又挨近他说：恭喜犹太人的王啊！他们就用手掌打他。比拉多又出来对众人说：我带他出来见你们，叫你们知道我查不出他有什么罪来。耶稣出来带着荆棘冠冕，穿着紫袍。比拉多对他们说：你们看这个人。祭司长和差役看见他，就喊着说：钉他十字架，钉他十字架。比拉多说：你们自己把他钉他十字架吧，我查不出他有什么罪来。犹太人回答说：我们有律法，按那律法他是该死的，因他以为自己是神的儿子。比拉多听见这话，越发害怕，又进衙门对耶稣说：你是哪里来的？耶稣却不回答。比拉多说：你不对我说什么？你不对我说话吗？你岂不知我有权柄释放你，也有权柄把你钉十字架吗？耶稣回答说：若不是从上头赐给你的，你就毫无权柄办我，所以把我交给你的那人罪更重了。从此比拉多想要释放耶稣，无奈犹太人喊着说：你若释放这个人，就不是该杀的忠臣，凡以自己为王的，就是背叛该杀了。比拉多听见这话，就带耶稣出来，到了一个地方名叫普华石处，希伯来话叫俄巴大，就在那里坐堂。那日是预备逾越节的日子，约有五正。比拉多对众人说，对犹太人说：看哪，这是你们的王。他们喊着说：除掉他，除掉他，钉他在十字架上。比拉多说：我可以把你们的王钉十字架吗？祭司长回答说：除了该撒，我们没有王。于是比拉多将耶稣交给他们去钉十字架。
好，谢谢，谢谢，我临时才把教员带上，叫上来哈。那我想他念的话，你们可能会比较有注意力，好好的听啊。那我就问了，这一段的这个记载哈，是主耶稣在地上几乎是最后的一段行程。
So this passage is the recording of Jesus' last journey on earth.
啊，基本上在这一段的在这个记载里面有三种人，或是三个人，好，或是三种人。
So there are three groups of people here.
第一个当然是耶稣。
First party is Jesus.
第二个主角是谁
？The second character.
第二个比拉多。第三个呢
？Third.
众人，对，就是在底下的，
就
是主要是犹太人。
Mainly the Jews.
啊，犹太人非常自豪，他们有摩西的律法。
The Jews were very proud that they have the law of Moses.
但是他们并不明白这个律法的精义。
But yet they do not understand the spirit.
也行不出来。
And they cannot.
所以靠这个律法来夸口呢，反而使他们不行在神的旨意中。
So that by being boastful about the law, they are not walking in God's will.
得罪了神。
And sin against God.
然后第二个人呢，第二个主角是比拉多。
So the second party is Pilate.
在这个记载的里面，他有几次说到，他说我查不出耶稣这个人有什么罪来。
So in this passage, several times he said that I did not find anything wrong with this man.
三次啊，不然我要请教员再念一遍。
How many times did he say that?
比拉多这个人，第二主角哈。
So this character, Pilate,
他讲了三次说我查不出这个人有什么罪。
Three times he said, I could not find anything wrong with this man.
但是他最后的结果是什么？
But then what is the end result?
他把耶稣交给了众人，让他去钉十字架。
He delivered Jesus to the Jews to be crucified.
但他中间他问了一个非常叫人省思的问题，也表示比拉多这个人他里头是有思想。
But during this, in this passage, he asked a question that's very thought-provoking, which shows us that he has some deep thinking.
他问了一个什么很好的问题。
So what was his question?
真理是什么？
What is truth?
真理是什么？
What is truth?
我们有没有想过这个问题？
Have we thought about this?
我们有没有想过这个问题？
Have we thought about this question?
到底什么是真理？
So exactly what is truth?
比拉多今天站在耶稣的面前，他需要的时候，被他的良心有一个挑战，就是到底真理是什么？
While Pilate had to make a decision before Jesus, he had this challenge. His conscience was challenging him. What is the truth?
其实他里面略的知道真理是什么。
He probably had a little bit of grasp of what truth is.
哦，因为今天他如果照着他良心里面的真理来行的话，他没有。
So he had this, he already had this conviction in his conscience. So if he followed his conviction, he could not do it. Because he knew Jesus was not wrong.
但是他为什么还是把他把主耶稣耶稣交给众人，让他们去钉他十字架呢？
But why did he end up delivering Jesus to be crucified anyways?
从这个记载里面，你发现说他本来就说：“哎呀，你们就照你们自己的律法去啊、就执行他好了。”但是他后来因为为什么他妥协了呢？
Initially he says, oh, you guys can just do whatever you want according to your law. Then why did he end up compromising?
在十九章十二节，他说比拉多想要释放耶稣。然后后面有一个关键的字，他说无奈犹太人喊着说。
So chapter 19 verse 12 says Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out.
他说：“你若释放这个人，就不是凯撒的忠臣，就不是凯撒的朋友。”
Says if you let this man go, then you are not Caesar's friend.
所以，比拉多马上就害怕。
Then Pilate got afraid.
他就妥协了。
He compromised.
他不能够为自己良心里面的真理而站住。
He could not stand firm according to his conscious conviction.
我想无奈这两个字，我不晓得英文有没有翻译的出来。But 啊，中文比较好。哎呀，我们总是有多三千年的历史，不止。那个无奈哈，无奈就是觉得无可奈何。你就明明我心里是这样想，可是呢 ，I compromise， 对，我就好吧，我就这么去做。
So this word "but" describes how Pilate felt hopeless and helpless.That he could not stand firm according to his conviction.
那我们今天的信息的题目叫做“按真理而行”。
So the theme of this message today is to walk in the truth.
主耶稣的门徒约翰在他写约翰一书、二书、三书的时候，他三次提到类似的话。
So the disciple of Jesus, John, the disciple that in his epistles, First John, Second John, Third John, he always mentioned this.
他说：“我听见的我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个更大。”
He says, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth."
在今天这个时代，要按真理而行，不是一件很简单的事。
It is not easy to walk in the truth in this generation.
大家同不同意
？Do you agree with me?
你有没有因为要行真理而受到挑战？
Have you been challenged because you need to walk in the truth?
我没有曾经也有过那个无奈，那个 but 那个。
Have you felt helpless that you could not walk in the truth?
我想今天我们里面也可以一起来探讨比拉多的这个问题到底真理是什么。
So today, let's all look at this question together. What is truth?
我想后现代的主义呢，他们有一个中心的思想，就是没有绝对的真理。
The main thought in the postmodernism is that there is no absolute truth.
我想所有的人啊，特别是在我们中间年轻的一代，其实我们都受这个后现代主义的思潮有非常非常大的影响。
I'm sure all of us, especially the young people, are greatly impacted by the thoughts from the postmodernism.
即使我们不知道这个名词，不知道这个后现代主义这个名词，但是我们却受它非常非常大的影响。
Maybe we do not know or heard about this term, but we are greatly influenced by it.
我们的学校，我们所看的电影，我们的电视，我们跟同学朋友的谈话。
Our schools and the movies we see, the TVs we see, or our conversation with our friends.
甚至我们在小组查经的时候。
Or even when we have Bible studies.
我们慢慢慢慢的就转变，我们说其实没有绝对的真理。
So gradually, we turn to believe that there's no absolute truth.
看我们怎么去解释。
It's all up to our interpretation.
看我们个人的状况怎么样。
It depends on our circumstances.
所有的事情都是相对的。
So everything is relative.
也没有绝对的对，也没有绝对的错。
There's no absolute right or there's no absolute wrong.
感觉良好。
As long as you feel good, that will be okay.
这是不是我们常常听见的？
Isn't it something we often hear?
有没有这样常常听见？ 我们慢慢慢，我们的思想一直在改变。
So our thoughts are being unchanged gradually.
所以今天不管是在基督徒的中间，或是在教会的中间，我们说要按真理而行，是一件很具有挑战性的事。
Therefore, we say it is very challenging to walk in the truth in our life and even in the church.
很多爱主的人、向主绝对的人，常常都心里面有这样子的无奈。
So often, for those Christians who want to absolutely obey God's truth, will feel this frustration.
所以到底什么是真理？
So what is truth?
真理，耶稣基督就是真理。
Jesus Christ is the truth.
主耶稣他这里说，我是道路、真理和生命。
Jesus himself proclaims that I'm the truth, the way and life.
I am the truth. 我就是那个真理。
I am the truth.
约翰福音里面第一章他就说，他说道成了肉身，住在我们的中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
Gospel according to John 1st chapter says, the word become flesh and dwell among us, full of grace and truth.
今天恩典、真理都住在我们的中间。
Today, grace and truth abide with us.
真理住在我们的中间。
The truth abides within and among us.
住在我们的心里。
He abides within us.
住在我们的教会里。
In our church,
真理住在你的里面。
Do you have this assurance that the truth abides within you?
圣的基督徒，真理住不住在你的里面？
If you are a born again Christian, do you believe that the truth abides within you?
对，你
yes.
耶稣基督应该认识真理。
So if you know Jesus Christ, you will know the truth.
耶稣基督一出来，这个真理的线就非常的清楚。
As Jesus appears, then the truth becomes very clear.
不属于耶稣基督的，他就不是真理。
Anything that is not of Jesus Christ is not of the truth.
再来看什么是真理，圣灵。
Then what is truth? The Spirit, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
主耶稣告诉他们的门徒说：“我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的灵。”
Jesus says, "I will send the Holy Spirit from the Father to you. That is the Spirit of truth."
他又在说，等真理的圣灵来了以后，他要把我们带领我们进入一切的真理。
And when the Spirit of truth comes, He will lead us into the truth.
正在约翰一书第一章的第五节，约翰一书第五章第七节，他甚至说啊，圣灵就是真理。
And First John, he says, the Holy Spirit is truth.
所以今天。神的真理借着圣灵也住在我们每一个人的里面。
So God's truth through the Holy Spirit abides within us.
圣灵在我们里面的感动催促就是真理。
So when the Holy Spirit urges us, that is of the truth.
圣灵在我们里面的责备就是真理。
And the rebuke from the Holy Spirit within us is also of the truth.
圣灵在我们里面的引导就是真理。
And the guidance of the Holy Spirit within us is also of the truth.
啊、第三个我们讲到神的道神的命令神的话就是真理
Thirdly we say that God's words God's commandments are the truth
我想我们念书的时候我们学到很多的真理对不对很多的不变的这个定律
So when we study at school we learn a lot about the principles or the axioms
我从中国来的弟兄姐妹可能在几十年前可能我们也以为我们得着了真理，我们找到了真理。
So many, for those of us who grew up in China, probably many years ago, we thought we had the truth.
但是我们现在细细的想想，你有没有发现，多我们过去以为的真理都改变了
？But now you look back, do you realize that a lot of truth that we used to think were truth now have changed?
数学的、物理的、化学的，好那些的定律，很多都在改变，还在改变中。
Even a lot of physical, mathematical, chemical principles are changing, or the theories are changing.
五十年前认为是真理的天文学，现在都在改变。
So a lot of theories that were discovered 50 years ago are probably changed now.
整个的世界，所有我们以为固定的、绝对的，它都在可能在改变。
A lot of things that were deemed absolute in the world are being changed.
神的命令、神的话，天地都可能有一天都要改变，他的话却永远。
But yet, even heaven and earth may change, but God's words will never change.
对，真理，那真理既然跟我就在主耶稣是真理，圣灵是真理，神的话是真理，它跟我们到底有什么样的关系呢？
So if we say the Lord Jesus is the truth, the Holy Spirit is the truth, and God's words is the truth, then what does that have to do with us?
第一个，我们需要有一个认识，就是我们是属于真理的。
First of all, we have to have this knowledge that we are of the truth.
那真理的反面是什么？
So what's the opposite of truth?
英文 truth 真理的反面是什么？
So what's the opposite of truth?
虚假、谎言，对不对？
Lies.
只有这两个。
Deceptions and lies.
我们不是后现代主义的信徒，对不对？所以就这两个。不是真的就是假的，真理跟谎言就是这两个。
So if it's not of the truth, then it's a lie.
如果要你举手的话，你说你是属于 truth 还是属于 lies?
So ask yourself,
你是属于真理还是
are you of the truth or of the lies?
不是很有把握嘞。
I don't.
是不是真理？
I'm very sure.
我们每一个人都是属于真理的。
So we are all of the truth.
是不是每一个人都是真理？
We are all of the truth.
我们是属于站在真理的这一边。
Because we are on the truth side.
我们行真理，我们就行在光中。
As we walk in the truth, we walk in the light.
所以我们是真理的儿女，我们是光明的儿女。
So we are the children of the truth. We are children of the light.
好，第二个呢？真理跟我们有什么关系？主耶稣用真理来炼净他的教会。
So Jesus Christ purifies his church with the truth.
教会中要有人传真理，拉出真理的准绳是非常重要的一件事。
So at church, someone needs to preach the truth and set the standard of the truth.
你如果在一个教会都是很无奈的，然后都是无可奈何，然后都是向很多的现实来妥协，你会不会觉得心里很难过？
If you are at a church that feels very frustrated about practicing the truth and then always compromise, will your heart grieve?
I would. 因为真理是在我的里面。
Because the truth is within us.
它住在我的里面。
It abides in us.
如果我要像比拉多一样，我必须屈就于害怕，屈就于现实的压力，而我需要常常无奈要说好吧，我会心里面觉得
If I have to act like Pilate, who gave in to his fears and pressures, and always act against his conscience, then my heart would grieve.
但是今天很多的时候，在教会中，我们要能够拉出真理的准绳，也不是一件很容易的事。即使在你的小组，在你的家里面，也不容易。
But yet today, in our church, or even in our small groups, or in our family, it's still very challenging to set the standard of truth.
但在我们能够为主耶稣拉出这个真理的准绳，为主耶稣的真理来做见证之前，我想我们自己必须要先认识我们跟真理的关系，真理到底对我有什么影响。
So before we set the standard of truth, we have to know what the truth has to do with us and what's our relationship.
在1980几年附近的时候呢，菲律宾有一个 El Shaddai movement, 伊丽莎代运动。
In 1980s, there's a El Shaddai movement in Philippines.
吸引了很多的会众，成长得非常非常的快。
It attracted a large group and then a group very fast.
Mercury News 有一次他有一个特别的报道。
So Mercury News had a special report.
讲到在那个聚会中，因为他是完全就是以成功神学来吸引这些的会众。
Because in their meetings they attract multitudes of crowd with the theory of success.
在聚会的里面，他说如果你破产的话，你把你的支票簿举起来。
So in the meetings, they would say, if you are bankrupt, lift up your checkbook.
你今天想要到美国，要希望有绿卡，把你的 passport, 把你的这个passport, 护照举起来。
So if you want to go to America to get green card, then lift up your passport.
你若生病了，好，你现在就把手告诉举出来，或你写个纸条，把你生的病也把它列出来。
So if you're sick, write down the sickness on a piece of paper and lift that up.
然后有一个条件，你如果先给神，神一定加倍的给你。
And there's a one condition: if you give to God first, then God will multiply and give it back to you.
所有的财富、健康、成功、事业，通通都属于你。
So all the wealth, the success, career, all belong to you.
到了2005年的时候，这个 El Shaddai Movement 这个所拥有的会众，听说已经到了好几百万。
So by year 2005, they have about millions of followers.
就好像今天我们对圣经很多的解释，就好像当初犹太人说我们有律法。
So our interpretation of the Bible seems to be just like the Jews.
按着我们的律法，这个人该死。
Proclaiming that we have our laws and according to our laws, this person deserves to die because he claims that he's the son of God.
是我们今天有律法，但是我们对于神的话错误的解释，他就在我们的中间，不是个真理，反而是一个谎。
So even though we have the law, if we interpret it wrong, then it becomes a lie, not truth to us.
所以耶稣基督今天要用真理来炼尽他的教会。
Therefore, today Jesus Christ purifies his church with the truth.
然后第三个，真理跟我们的关系，行真理和不行真理的结果到底有什么不同
？So what are the consequences of walking the truth and not walking the truth?
我想我们今天早晨唱的这首诗歌非常的好哈，等一下我们用中文唱哈，因为英文大家都唱得很好。
I like the song that we just sang today. We'll sing it in Chinese later.
但是我们唱完以后，我们就知道有两种人，一个是聪明人，一个是愚笨人，对不对
？The song tells us there are two types of people: the wise man and the foolish man.
啊，那愚笨、聪明人跟愚笨人，但是这个比喻，耶稣的这个比喻是指着什么说的
？So what does Jesus refer to using this parable?
听了我的，凡听见我这话就去行的，好比，对不对？所以他的重点，这个比喻的重点是说，我听见我的话就去行。
So Jesus says, whoever hears these things of mine and does them. So the point is that whoever does his words.
就去行的人，他就是聪明人。
So those who does the words are the wise men.
不去行呢
？And then if we do not do them.
是无知的人，是愚笨的人。
We are the foolish ones.
我们都喜欢做聪明人。
We all like to be wise.
不是，爸肯定会怎么摇头呢？啊，很好，爸哥说，我聪明都是小聪明，他喜欢智慧。好，那我想，我们就在这边讲 ，wise man 是智慧，好吧？
Okay, Rock,
智慧人。
Okay, Rock was saying that he does not like to be smart, like street smarts. He wants to be wise. So let's say a wise man.
啊，我前几天呢，我就上网去查了一个资料哈，就是讲到那个比萨斜塔。
A couple of days ago, I looked up the internet and found about information about the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
你们知道在意大利有一个倾斜的一个塔，对不对？
In Italy, there's a tower that is leaning.
这个塔呢，高有55公尺。
So this tower is about 55 meters high.
55公尺呢，它有8层楼
，and 8 stories.
那你们知道它的根基有多少？多深
？Deep is its foundation. It's 55 meters tall.
猜一猜
？Guess.
如果你要盖一个55公尺的这个 building 哈，你希望它的根基有多高
？If you want to build a building with a 55 meters, how deep would the foundation have to be?
我听说树在地上有多高，它在地下有多深，是不是
？I heard that however tall a tree is, that's how deep the root will go.
对啊，那但是呢，这个塔呢，它的根基只有3公尺不到。
But this tower, its foundation is only about 3 meters, 3.5 meters.
这个塔呢是在1173年开始建。
So the construction started on 1173.
在它建了以后，大概超将近100年的一开始建的时候，你们想说，如果你是设计师的话，你会希望建一个斜斜的塔呢，还是你觉得这是这个设计师故意让它倾斜呢，还是它的设计本来是直的
？Do you think the architect initially purpose it to be leaning or to be upright?
Upright, of course, 对不对
？Of course,
yeah.
It was meant to be upright.
所以它原来它的设计它是要让它直的。
The initial design was to be upright.
但是呢，当他盖了十几年，大概几年之后呢，到盖到第四层的时候呢，就发现这个因为地基不均匀，然后它的土层是沙土，所以他就开始倾斜了。
But then, when the towers are constructed to about the fourth floor, and it started to lean because the foundation is not even, and then the soil was sandy.
所以呢，就赶快停工。
So, the construction stopped.
然后呢，在经过了很多年之后呢，他们又再继续的建造。
And then many years later, they restarted.
然后他们就开始建造之后，就想了一个办法呢，就是让它用反方向，因为它向东南方倾斜，所以他就反方向让它变成西北方。
So after they restarted, so they thought about to balance its leaning by putting more weight on the other side.
但是没有想到建到第七层的时候呢
，But then by the time they built to the seventh story,
这个塔呢就不再是直的了，它变成凹的了。就是因为它 要往那边哈，所以它这个塔呢就变成有一个曲线。
So then, up to the seventh story, then this tower is no longer straight; it becomes curvy because it turns to the other side.
所以我在读这个故事的时候，我觉得非常有意思，跟我们的基督徒的生活非常有关系。
I thought this is so interesting and has a lot to do with our Christian walk.
所以看到第七层还差一层，对，就到达顶了，就完成它的整个的建筑。结果他们就一停就停了100年，差不多100年。
So up to the seventh story, then they stopped. They did not finish the last story, and then for about 100 years.
然后不晓得该怎么办才好。
They didn't know what to do with it.
对，但是呢，这个塔非常的漂亮。
But this tower is very, very beautiful.
而且他们已经花了很多的钱，它有很多的大理石、拱门、圆柱、这个长廊，好，非常的漂亮。
But this tower is magnificent. And they have spent a lot of money of the marbles and the statues and.
然后他们不想要放弃。
And they didn't want to give it up.
而且都已经盖了这么高了
，and it's already seven story high. Just one more story to finish.
停了快100年之后
，so after they stop for 100 years,
他们投下了巨资，然后冲刺把第八层楼给盖好。
Put in another huge investment to finish it up.
那这八层楼里面有七个钟，因为这个比萨斜塔呢，它的意原来当初盖它的意思是为了要它成为一个钟楼。
So there are seven bells in the tower because initially it was designed to be a bell tower.
但是你知道，从1173年到现在
So starting from 1173 AD to now,
多少年
？How many years has it been?
我忘了算一下，1173，800多年。
More than 800 years.
这七口钟，这七口钟从来没有撞响过。
So those seven bells never sounded.
而且它不停的就需要花大钱来修理。
And then constantly it demands maintenance.
而且有的时候它有很久的时间，它不可以访客都不能进去，
Sometimes、
因为太危险。
It takes a long time to maintain to correct it.So that they would stop the tourists from entering in.
很多的人呢都在预测它什么时候会倒。
Many people are predicting when it will collapse.
但是有一个基本的大家的共识，就是它有一天一定会倒。
But one common understanding is that one day it will collapse.
只是不知道什么时候倒。
But just don't know when.
这跟我们刚刚听到的耶稣的比喻有没有？你有没有能够 related？ 大家都很聪明，对不对？大家很智慧。
Can we relate this?To the parable.
所以当我们把房子盖在沙石上的时候，它是会倒。
So when we build a house on the sand, it's gonna fall.
而主耶稣用这个比喻的时候，他是讲到说，今天是我们听了主的话就去行的人，他是聪明人，把房子盖在磐石上。
And the Lord Jesus says, anyone who hears the saying of Jesus and do it, they're like wise men building a house on the rock.
雨水下降，河水上涨，房子不会倒下来。
The rain came down and the flood came up, and the house will remain.
但是呢，我们很多的时候，圣经中的话是真理哈，那我们却并没有真的想到说我们要去行它。
But oftentimes we do not really think that we ought to practice the truth in the Bible.
我举一个例子好不好
？Let me give you an example.
我随时随口，我昨天前两天的时候我在预备，我就想说。我们把它跟我们的生活连在一起，到底有哪些的情形是这个真理要行出来的
？So I was thinking, what are the examples that the truths that we ought to practice in our daily life?
我就想到在圣经中明明讲到说，夫妻只能如果不是为了专心祷告的缘故，暂时分房，完了以后还必须要同房。
For example, in the scripture it says, unless for the sake of devoting yourself to prayers, husband and wife, you should not deprive each other, you should not sleep in separate rooms.
免得撒旦趁着你们情不自禁引诱你们。
lest the Satan would tempt you because your lack of self-control.
你觉得它是不是真理?
Do you think this is truth?
是不是?
Do you think this is truth?
结婚的弟兄姐妹，你说它是不是真理?
For those who are married, do you think this is truth?
点头的人很少耶。
它是不是真理? Very few nodded. Is this truth?
是。
Yes?
保罗写这个的时候，他有没有写的模棱两可?
When Paul wrote this, was he being ambiguous?
没有结婚的弟兄姐妹。
Those who are not married,
啊，包括十几岁的，你们说他讲是不是 truth? 是不是
Do you think he was telling the truth?
是不是
Think he was telling the truth?
哎，都不敢讲。以前，我现在想起来，我看到 Aaron 坐在底下，高个，他小的时候他就不懂得这个真理。他说他以后要盖七层楼。
I remember when Aaron was young, he did not understand this truth. So he says when he grew up, he's going to build a house with seven stories.
他说一层爷爷奶奶住。
One story for grandparents.
一层公公婆婆住。
And a second story for another set of grandparents.
一层爸爸妈妈住。
And a third one for parents.
啊，一层他跟哥哥住。
And then the fourth one is for him and his brother.
另外一层他的太太跟他哥哥的太太一起住。
Another story is for his wife and his brother's wife.
Is it still true?
Is this still true?
Keep your promise.
That's your promise.
啊，我们很多时候我们就不把它当真理。
Because we, oftentimes we do not regard it as
true. 所以我们就觉得小孩子生出来以后，哦，理所当然，我妈妈就是应该跟小孩子住。爸爸呢，到别的地方去住，或者打地铺，或者到另外一个房间住。
So then after
有没有这种情形
？So have you seen couples after they have the baby? Then the mom would sleep with the baby, and the dad would sleep in the living room on the floor somewhere.
我们认为是理所当然。
We thought this is the natural thing to do.
但我不好意思哈，我说你不照着主耶稣讲的话去行的话，不照着圣经的真理去行，你真的是。
It's hard for me to tell you, but if you do not follow the truth, then you are a foolish man.
在过去的两三个月里面，我就同时听到非常确定的例子，有三个家庭因为长时间的分开，因为小孩子的缘故，或者因为工作的关系，他长时间分开，然后他们现在都在处理离婚的事情。
In the past two or three months.I know three concrete cases where husband and wife have been separated for a long time because of many reasons, but now they're processing their divorce.
啊，那你可能说，哎，念慈姐，你夸大其词，他们一定有很多其他的原因呐。
But then you might say, Sister Nancy, you're being exaggerating. They might have other reasons.
冰冻三尺，非一日之寒。
But this is not caused by some one event, single event.
我今天不是在这里做婚姻辅导，所以我就停在这里，好吧？你们自己回去想想。如果你现在常常不跟你的丈夫跟妻子不同房，不是为了祷告的缘故，啊 ，for whatever reason， 如果你是这个原因，你自己回去审查一下，你是聪明人还是愚拙人
？So may I ask you to go home and think about it? If you haven't living in the same room with your spouse for a long time, please examine it.
你把你婚姻
this is wise.
婚姻的房子到底是盖在坚固磐石上，还是盖在松松的沙石上
？Do you build this house of marriage on a solid rock or on sand？
神将来也要用真理来审判我们。
In the future, God will judge us according to the truth。
没有，这圣经中有很多很多的地方，我就不讲。
There are many examples in the Bible, so we will not go over them one by one。
撒旦还有被撒旦所利用的人，是常常要拦住我们照着真理而行。
Also, Satan and those who are used by Satan。Will often hinder us from practicing the truth.
撒旦是非常的聪明
Satan is very, very smart and wise.
所以呢，主耶稣他一受浸完的时候，撒旦就来用神的话试探他，对不对
？So right after Jesus was baptized, Satan came to tempt Jesus with God's words.
你觉得他的意思是要主耶稣来照着神的话行吗
？Do you think he was trying to urge Jesus to follow God's words?
你应该比撒旦更聪明才对。
I'm sure we are wiser than Satan.
他绝对不是有这个意思，要让你来照着神的话来行。
He did not mean for you to do God's will.
但是主耶稣比他有智慧。
And then Jesus was wiser than Satan.
他认识神的真理。
Because he knew God's truth.
所以他用真理来抵挡撒旦的谎言。
So Jesus used truth to defeat Satan's lies.
所以我们最后要讲到我们该怎么样来对待真理。
So lastly, we shall look at how we should treat the truth.
第一个，当然我们需要渴慕真理。
First of all, we need to hunger for the truth.
我想这是应该是我们基督徒新生命里面一个很自然的现象。
This should be our natural desire for a new Christian.
你不要把说要渴慕真理要当做一个律法来守着。
Please do not practice hunger for the truth as a law to obey.
它是我们新生命很自然，它就你会不会饿？你会不会我们天然人生命会不会饿？
It's a natural desire for a new life, just like a baby's crave.
你早上如果没吃早饭，你现在饿。
If you did not have breakfast, will you be hungry enough?
我会
选择
饿。
Yes.
饿不饿？
Yes.
饿，对吧？哎呀，等一下，还有，哎呀，还要等那个饭，还得等一个多小时。
这是我们 lunch.
我们生命的一种现象，你就是会饿嘛。
This is our natural life phenomenon. We will be hungry.
所以，如果你重生得救了，圣灵住在你的里面，主耶稣住在里面，真理住在里面，你一定会渴慕真理。
So if you are born again, the Holy Spirit lives within you. You will hunger for truth.
所以这个应该不是一个 issue, 对不对？
So that will not be our issue.
那问题就是说，你怎么处理这个饿？
Then how do you manage your hunger?
那第二个
，Secondly，
我们按真理而行。
We are to walk in the truth。
因为你这个饿呢，它应该会产生一个足够的动力，让我们渴慕能够把真理行出来。
That hunger should motivate us to walk the truth。
所以我刚刚一开始已经讲过，你光听是没有办法满足。
So as I said in the beginning, if we just hear the truth, we will not be satisfied.
你如果能够靠着主的恩典，能够把真理行出来，哎呀，很喜乐。
If by God's grace you can practice the truth, you will be greatly joyed.
雅各书说：“你们若亲近神，神就必亲近你们。”它是不是真理
？The Book of James says, "If you draw near to God, God will draw near to you." Is it a truth?
你光听你不会满足的。
If you just hear about it, you will not be satisfied.
然后有一天你把它付诸行动，你来亲近神。然后神真的就来亲近你，你满不满足
？But if one day you put it into practice, you draw near to God, you find that God draws near to you. Would that bring you satisfaction?
罗马书第五章那个地方讲到说，患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于。
So in Romans chapter 5, it says, suffering brings perseverance. Perseverance produces character. Character is hope, and hope will not put us to shame.
为什么
？Why?
因为神的爱已经浇灌在我们的里面
，because God poured out His love to us，
借着圣灵浇灌在我们的里面，好像那个水的涟漪一样，哇，越来越扩大，越来越扩大。
Because through the Holy Spirit, God pours out His love within us, we will enjoy that ripple effect of love.
你光听的话，你不会满足。
But if we just hear about this, we will not be satisfied.
所以我们在患难中就悠悠。
Therefore, when we suffer, we grieve and hope becomes sorrowful.
百思不得其解，为什么我不能够在患难中仍然是欢欢喜喜
？And we do not understand how we can rejoice in our sufferings.
一天
，until one day，
真的靠着主的恩典行出来了。
By God's grace, when put into action，
你尝到那个神的爱，借着圣灵在浇灌在我们里面。真是在患难中都是欢欢喜喜的。
And we get to taste God's love that's poured out in our hearts through Holy Spirit. Therefore, we can rejoice in our suffering.
这个真理叫我们满足。
And that truth will bring us satisfaction.
患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻。
So suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character, and character hope. And hope will not disappoint us.
所以今天很多圣经中的真理，我们需要照着去行。
So many truths in the Bible that we need to put into practice.
我想起来圣经雅各书也常常讲，我记得我有一次还讲过这一篇，不要爱世界，为什么呢？因为爱世界的话，爱父的心就不在你们里面了。这是不是真理
？The scripture also says, "Do not love the world because you love the world, the love of Father will not be within you." Isn't that the truth also? Amen. Have you experienced that?
保罗说用事物的好像不用事物的，这个世界世代都要过去，时间已经不多了。
Paul says, those who use the things of this world do not be engrossed by it because the form of this present world is passing away.
我有一个 BMW 的跑车，就是我可以用它。
If I have a BMW sports car, praise the Lord, I can use it.
我如果是一个80年的福特。
But then if my car is a
Volvo,
if my car is a Volvo of 1980s,
20万 miles 的 Volvo， 哎呀，感谢神，我一样可以用它。
With 200,000 miles on that, praise the Lord, I can still use it.
这世界在我们里面一无所有。
That the world have no place in our hearts.
爱世界爱父的心就不在它里面。
Because if we love the world, the love of the Father will not be within us.
所有的都是神给我们的，感谢主。
Everything that we have come from the Lord, so thank God.
但是我们在教养孩子的时候，哎呀，他们少了一点世界的成就，我们就急得要死。功课没教，考试没考好，学校没，哎呀，比好像世界的末了一样。
But yet, when we teach our children, why do we panic when they forget something to do something from the school for other things, as if this is the end of the world?
但是圣经上说要让主耶稣神的儿子在凡事上居首位。哎呀，我们少一点点没关系。
But the scripture says that we should let Jesus Christ have first place in our heart, and yet we say it is okay.
所以我们在教导孩子的时候呢，我们不会说，因为他如果哪一天没去上学，或者他miss 掉哪一堂课，或者是他考试考砸，我们可能会大发脾气。
So when we teach our children, sometimes we get angry if they miss a class at school.
但是如果说他哪一次服侍他没有来，该来不来，我们会不会对他发过脾气？
But
then, 有没有对他们发过脾气
？Do we discipline our children if they are absent for their services at church？
他说 ：“Symphony 少去一次，不得了，生病发烧可能我们都把他送去。
”And then we think it's very important for them to go to a symphony, even when they're sick, they have to go.
所以今天我们按着真理行，不是我们嘴巴说说就可以，它真的必须在我们的生活里面付诸实行，付诸行动。
So today, when we say that we ought to walk in the truth, we have to put into action in our daily living.
我们要用真理来束腰。
And also, we have to gird our waist with the truth.
啊，我因为我背痛很多年啊，十几年，所以我常常用束腰。这次呢，余弟兄这一个礼拜他都得束腰。
I have had back pain for many years, more than 10 years old. I often had to gird my waist.
你们知不知道真理课？
Now, brother, you had to do that last week.
束腰是干什么的？
So what does the gird belt do for us?
是为了让我们有力量，对不对？
So that we will be strengthened.
你不是随时随地就躺下来。那如果今天我们基督徒呢，没有用真理来束腰，我们就是软趴趴。
If today we do not gird our waist with the truth, we will be very weak.
没有力量
with no power.
最后呢，我要讲到我们要为真理做见证。
Lastly, we ought to testify for the truth.
我们跟随耶稣的脚踪行，主耶稣来，他说他是为真理做见证。
If we want to follow Jesus in his steps, the Lord Jesus says he came to testify for the truth.
今天我们一整年在这里说我们要跟随耶稣的脚踪行。
So this year we say we want to follow Jesus in his steps.
他其中有一个脚踪是他为真理做见证。
One of his footsteps is to testify for the truth.
他在十字架的面前，在比拉多的面前，他说我来是要为真理做见证。
Before Pilate, he proclaimed that I came for this cause is to
testify
for the truth.
这个脚踪是我们要跟随的。
And that is something we ought to follow too.
我在这边有两个例子啊，我很快的时间把它讲，因为跟我们大家都很有关系。
I'll quickly go over two examples.
我记得前几年有两次在湾区有为着婚姻而有的游行，大家记不记得
？About a couple years ago, there are two parades in Bay Area for the cause of marriage.
我记得呀，一次是在旧金山，我们中间两个孩子都有去参加哦。然后后来在迪安萨这个附近，我们中间很多的年轻人也都去参加。
The first time it took place in the city of San Francisco, and the second time in the city of Cupertino. And I remember many young people went to participate.
我听说那些在学校的学生去参加了这个 parade 这个游行，回来以后在学校里受到很多其他同学的排挤跟讥笑。
I heard those young people who went to the parade later on got mocked at school or laughed at by their school friends.
我没有继续的来 follow up 到底你们的反应怎么样。
I did not follow up to see what was your reaction.
但是我们都有一个认识，今天我们要为真理站住，我们是需要付代价。
But now we all have this understanding. If today we want to stand firm for the truth, we will have to pay a price.
你不要 expect, 不要期待说我今天可以坐着花轿，也坐着花轿可以来行真理。
Today, don't think that you can have an easy ride to practice the truth.
你们听得懂吗？
Do you understand?
花轿，轿子。好，主耶稣他为真理做见证，他最后走在十字架的道路，哥哥他的路上。
The Lord came to testify for the truth, and he ended up in Golgotha.
德州跟美南的各州在2002年跟2003年的时候有一个非常有意义的运动。
In year 2002 and 2003 in the state of Texas and also southern states
叫做 Teen Purity Movement.
There's a movement called Teen Purity Movement.
然后又叫做 True Love Waits.
Or also, the movement is also called True Love Waits.
他们有一个 pledge, 他们有一个 promise, 就是他们所有参加这个 true love ways, 就是真爱必须要等待，我想这是中文的翻译。他们有一个 pledge, 有一个 pledge, 有一个誓言，对。
So anyone who wants to join this movement will have a pledge, true love ways pledge.
好，我们可不可以请那个 ,OK, 就在这个地方好。我们请修华帮我们念一下，好不好
？OK， 看吧。True love waits pledge, believing that true love waits, I will make a commitment to God, myself, my family, my friends, my future mate, and my future children, to have to a lifetime of purity, including sexual abstinence, from this day until the day I enter a biblical marriage.
你们觉得年轻人今天要来参加这样子的一个 movement， 他们需要付代价？
Do you think for young people to join this movement, they will have to pay a price?
要不要？
Do you think they have to pay a price?
所以今天我们在教导孩子的时候，
so、
我们
today as we teach our children，
我们要教，我们盼望他们能够照着主耶稣的教训，照着圣经的真理来行。
And then we hope that they will walk in the biblical truth.
但是有心理必须要他们预备。
Then we have to prepare them in a way.
要行真理必须要付代价。
You have to pay a price to walk in the truth.
在今天这样子一个黑暗，越来越黑暗的时代。
In this dark world.
能够为真理做见证。
In order to testify for the truth.
你必须要有一个预备。
You have to be prepared.
Dare to be different,
and dare to be different.
你必须要勇于跟我们周围的人、跟众人不一样。
You have to dare to be different.
那主耶稣他在约翰福音第八章第四十五节到第四节，他说：“我将真理告诉你们，你们就因此而不信我吗？”
Jesus says in the John chapter 8, says, "I tell you the truth, and you do not believe me."
啊，很多的时候，当我们把真理说出来的时候。我们失去了那个 popularity， 失去了那个受欢迎的程度。
Sometimes if we tell the truth, then we will lose our popularity.
施洗约翰为着真理而指责希律王。
John the Baptist rebuked King Herod.
然后他
for his
sexual
immorality, and he was imprisoned.
最后连他的头都没有。
And that cost his head.
主耶稣他行真理的时候，他行神迹的时候，所有人都拥护他，拥挤他。
When Jesus performed miracles, the crowd came to surround him.
但是他一把真理讲出来的时候，
But yet when he tell the truth,
主耶稣说你们就不相信我了吗？
Then Jesus says, now you don't believe me.
很多人都离开他。
Many departed from him.
神的家是永生神的教会。
The God's house is the church of the living God.
提摩太前书那边讲到他是真理的柱石和根基。
In 1 Timothy chapter 3, it says the church is the pillar and the foundation of truth.
很盼望在我们的教会里面，有真理的准绳常常能够被拉出来。
I hope that in our church, the standard for the truth is always set there.
有许多的人在这里传扬真理。
And many will proclaim the truth here.
保罗说，他说，若我单言日久，你们也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。
So in that epistle, Paul says, if I delayed,
我们一起来
then you and people will know how to conduct yourself in the household.
唱那首诗歌，我们一起有些祷告。
So let's sing that song again and have some prayer.
我们站起来唱好不好
Let's stand up and sing.
回家以后我们这个 passage 这个比喻是都可以背起来
So can we all memorize this passage?
唱中文唱英文都可以
Let's sing English, Chinese
儿童诗歌、啊、你不会唱的话你家小朋友都会比你会唱那聪明人把房子盖起来那聪明人谢谢你
Lord, we thank you.
真理住在我们的中间
The truth abides within us.
你自己就是真理
You yourself are the truth.
你也借着圣灵让我们有行真理的力量和恩典
And because of the Holy, indwelling Holy Spirit that we have the ability and grace to walk in the truth.
我们能够非常有信心地说我们是属于真理的
And we can say boldly and confidently that we are of the truth.
我们不属于谎言
And we do not believe, we
我们属于光明不属于黑暗
We are of the light and not darkness
而今天你的真理叫我们都得着自由
And because the truth has set us free
我们赞美
Lord we thank you and praise you
我们也盼望你当我们听这么多有关你的事
As we heard so much about you
我们越来越希望能够跟随你的脚中行
That we will have more and more desire to follow your footsteps
如果老约翰今天在我们的中间
If Apostle John is among us today
能看见我们按着真理而行
That he sees that we walk in the truth
他要说我的心没有比这个更欢喜
And he will say that there's no greater joy than this
我们这样的祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray all this in Jesus' name
Amen
Amen
请坐
Please be seated